Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Greg Lesher will be with us shortly. He is in an area that does not have good cellular reception. And so when he is, he's going to call in. And then Bert's going to be with us, hour number two. So I was thinking about where we are with some technology. And here's what I'm starting to see more and more and more of. Vehicles that have a single screen. So between the driver's seat and the passenger seat on the dashboard, a screen. And a screen for navigation. So if you don't know where you're going and you don't want to learn how to read a map, you can just talk to it. You can tell your vehicle that you would like to go to a specific address, and up on the screen will come your route. Audio navigation will tell you turn by turn, and all you have to do is ask for it. Very simply. And that same screen can be used for lots of things. It can tell you about the engine performance. It can tell you about the heat settings, the air conditioning settings, the radio settings, etc. Sounds like a great idea, right? The question I have is, when that thing quits, when that single display quits, or the computer that runs that display, what happens? Do you lose navigation, air conditioning, engine control monitoring? Do you lose all that? I submit to you, you do. Or at least the display that tells you where the air conditioning unit is set, the temperature, the left vent, the right vent, the rear vent, the cooling temperature. Does this sound like a good idea? I submit to you, I like my old Chevy pickup truck. And believe it or not, it has, it's got more than it needs to. It has heat or temperature control for the driver's side and the passenger side. I think that's a bit much. It has a control, a knob that you turn 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For the fan speed. It has a button to turn on the air conditioning compressor. And it has another button for recirculating the air. So that's all the controls. And it's real easy. So if I want to increase temperature, I don't have to look at the display and tap the display. I just raise this lever and the temperature goes up or down. If I want increased fan speed, I don't have to look on a screen. I can just reach because I know where that knob is. I can do that without taking my eyes off the road. I submit to you that it's difficult to work with a screen on the dashboard without taking your eyes off the road and hit the right spot on the screen. Because, heck, you might be changing the radio station while you're trying to adjust the heat, right? So here we're going full speed into technology taking over our lives. And does anyone who is driving that vehicle with those automated controls, the artificial intelligence embedded in the system, does anyone know who drives one of those things, does anyone know how to fix it? Anyone? Is there a single driver or owner of a vehicle with this advanced technology who knows how to repair the screen should something go wrong? So what we're doing is we're putting all of our eggs in smaller and smaller baskets. And when there's a problem, you lose everything in the basket. I don't like it. I really don't like it. And, you know, I look at the, we have a 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel. We have a 1999 Dodge, I'm talking about a 2500 pickup truck, 3/4 ton, automatic transmission. And we have one that is got a 318 engine. Yes, same thing. Really heavy. Really, really strong. Really capable of hauling and towing and those kinds of things. It's an excellent, excellent truck. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to buy a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel in 1999, today, and if you could find one that, you know, was not from Missouri and it's not rusted, that might be a really good choice. But how much would it cost? Probably $15,000 for a 1999 pickup truck. Probably 300,000 miles on it. No exaggerations here. Now, if you don't mind one that's rusted and maybe the transmission doesn't work or the engine leaks or, you know, something's significantly wrong with it, maybe, you know, needing $1,000 worth of repairs, you might be able to get it for $10,000. Maybe. So we have agreed with the big automakers that we want extra devices on our vehicles. We want to push a button or have it automatically defrost the mirrors. So if the mirrors have, you know, if you leave your vehicle outside and it rains and it gets cold and the mirror is covered with ice, no problem. Just push a button and the... That button will send a signal to a relay through a computer, and the heater will turn on in your mirror and melt the ice. What a great idea. Same thing with your rear window. And if you want your mirror to turn up or down, you know, so you can adjust the viewing area that your mirror reflects, you know, there's motors to and gears and a computer to turn the solenoid to tell it to move the mirror up, down, left, or right, or in or out. What a great thing. Until it breaks. Then it's not just replacing a $15 piece of glass. Now you're looking at, well, shoot, might as well replace the whole mirror and the mechanized assembly and the wiring that goes with it. So now you're looking at maybe $150 for a $15 equivalent if it were just a mirror that you had to adjust by yourself, you know, putting the window down and reaching out and adjusting yourself. And then there's the electric door locks. They go bad. The electric window regulators, they go bad. The electric window motors, they go bad. The window switches go bad. And I got to tell you that I've got this 2001 Chevy pickup truck with crank windows, meaning you have to reach over there and crank the window up or down if you want to change the position of it. It's never broken. Now, it's only got maybe 300,000 miles on it. So give it some time and maybe it'll break. 2001 crank windows, same windows, still work fine. Got a 2004 Chevy pickup truck, same thing. Crank windows, they haven't broken. And then you look at things like... the floor mats. And a lot of people have, you know, deluxe carpeting. I just have these rubber mats. Actually, it's probably rubber vinyl mats in both of my trucks. They still look great. Not ripped, not torn. And I'm sure they have some wear that, if I got some of the road dirt off them, I could, you know, find some wear. But they don't leak. They don't seep. They're not ripped. Compare that to carpeting. How long does carpeting last on the floor? And if I were to spill something, I would just take a paper towel or a towel, and I wipe it up and good to go. Is that the same case with carpeting? What I'm saying is we have gotten to the point where we don't even think we need a spare tire. Or at least the auto companies, the manufacturers, don't think that we need a spare tire. Over 20% of new cars don't come with spare tires. So what happens if you get a flat? Oh, it's easy, right? You have a cell phone. You dial a guy, AAA maybe, and they send a guy in, and he says, you don't have a spare tire. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just drag that car up on the bed of the wrecker, and we'll, where do you want us to take it so you get your tire repaired? Where do you know, or do you want us to find a place for you? And then your vehicle goes to a tire shop, and they may or may not have the tire for you, depending on, you know, the damage, you know, whether it was shredded or whether the sidewall was punctured or whether it just had a puncture like in a tread, and maybe that can be fixed. But what I'm saying is we don't think about, well, not we, I'm talking about the GDP, they don't really think about not having a spare tire. And the lug nut, lug wrench, and the tire jack to change the tire. Now, why else is a spare tire important? Well, I've got an old Mercedes, a 1996 sedan. It's called an E. It's an E-Class. It's a midsize. But actually, in today's world, it's probably big. And it's a little diesel, six-cylinder inline diesel, 3 liters. It's about 44 miles to the gallon. I love it. It has a spare tire. Not only does it have a spare tire, it has a spare tire in the center of the rear trunk. And it's lowered, so it's one of the lowest parts of the vehicle. So they stamped a piece of steel, painted it, rust-proofed it, and it's a depression. As you look down in the trunk, it's a depression that holds the spare tire. Now, the neat thing about this is it's got a cover, like a plasticized cover that goes over the top of the spare tire. So you can put your groceries on a flat floor inside the trunk. So you really don't see the spare tire. And the spare tire is screwed down to this steel floor. If somebody hits you from the rear, they're going to push in the rear bumper, right? And then the next thing that happens is the spare tire and the wheel help protect you from that vehicle behind you coming through the back seat. So there's way more to a spare tire than just being a tire that is a replacement to switch if you get a flat. But the automobile manufacturers don't see it that way. They see it as, this is a needless expense. And you all have cell phones, so you don't need a spare tire, just call a guy to haul your vehicle someplace. And what they're saving is the lug wrench, in the terms of cost, they're saving the lug wrench, they're saving the jack, they're saving the wheel, they're saving the tire, they're saving the stamping operation to stamp out that depression to put the spare tire in, the pages of the manual to say, here's how you change your tire. And the GDP thinks this is great. Actually, they don't even know that they don't have a spare tire until they get the first flat.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg. Greg, I just want to start by saying this. I've spoken with a number of people over the last couple of days. Everybody is concerned. Everybody is worried about, are they prepared enough? And they're all coming to the same conclusion, no matter who they are. And I'm talking about people who are really, really bright. I'm talking about instructors and students and people who have just become students. They are really concerned. They're concerned about what's happening in the Middle East. They're concerned. They realize that this could be a contagion. This could be something that spreads just like World War I, which was really small, just started with the assassination of one guy. And it involved the entire world very, very quickly. World War II. One guy wanted to take over Europe and the Soviet Union. And one guy wanted to take over the Pacific, Australia, and the United States. And then one other guy wanted to take whatever was originally Rome, he wanted it back for his country. So I'm talking about Adolf Hitler, the Emperor Hirohito of Japan, and I'm talking about Benito Mussolini of Italy. So it started with one guy, and it was contagious very, very quickly. And they all wanted more resources, more land, Adolf Hitler called it living space. And so he was going to go get it. And those that resisted did so with arms against Adolf Hitler's arms. And bear in mind, class, the Japanese attacked us. The Japanese blew up our naval base at Hawaii, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. They blew it up. They sank our ships. They killed a lot of our servicemen and civilians. Remember that. So it starts really small, and boom, it takes off. And I have this awful feeling that history is going to repeat itself.
And there's always been, you know, false flags involved. And we knew that they were coming. That was obvious. We knew Japan was on their way. And what did? We lined ourselves up on the boats and celebrated a day. Okay? These false flags are brought in to get people's emotions involved so that they can go get in an all-out war. Well, I suggest that the situation is the same. You know, I heard a story about babies' heads being cut off. Now I understand that that story has been retracted because there is no evidence of it. Is it too late? It's already done damage? Oh, absolutely. There are people who are going to stand behind that now. You know, we've been telling people that this is coming for a long time. And do I feel prepared enough for what's coming? Absolutely not. You know, but I've been on the bandwagon saying, people, get mobile, get prepared, have years, not a few months, but years of supply ready, because you're going to need it. And I concur with Gwyneth, it started. It's only going to get worse. It's going to continue to get worse. And I really feel sorry if you've sat on the side and haven't been, you know, with indecision and haven't been doing something every day to prepare for yourself and your family and your loved ones to survive. I'm just, you know, and we know in this last war that there, you pick a side and you pick the wrong side because all sides are wrong. So
Gwyneth is talking about every day, and she calls me outside of the broadcast, you know, privately, and she tells me what she's doing, and she's really busy. She is from morning to evening, she is gardening, planting trees, improving her farm for sustainability and survivability. She just wants to be left alone. She just wants to prepare for herself and her two boys. That's what she wants
to
do.
Have a backup plan. Backup plans are necessary because you could have to leave it in a moment.
Right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Yesterday, Israel advised the United Nations people in the northern Gaza Strip need to leave within 24 hours. The news comes as officials expect the Israeli army to launch a ground assault against the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. The Israel Defense Forces say it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. The United Nations says it's physically impossible to evacuate that many people without devastating humanitarian consequences. 24 Americans are among the dead from the brutal hands of Hamas, with 14 still missing. Should be noted, a former Hamas boss called for a global jihad today. If you see something, say something. The annular eclipse tomorrow will travel from South Oregon to South Texas. Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher's with us. In class, the message is exactly what we've been saying for a very long time. Don't believe anything that we say. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in any media. Do your own research and make up your own mind. Yeah, and Greg, there are people who have had jobs and have been terminated because they have said something. They've picked one side or the other. They've lost their jobs. There are people whose businesses have been targeted because they picked one side or the other. Class, it's to our best interest individually
to
not do that.
That's very prevalent in the media, in media in general. There's, you know, there are, it's really difficult in media to get the truth, but I want people to, there's a few facts I'd like to explain here. Did you know that 30% of Gaza Strip is Christian? Look it up. Do your own research. Did you know that you may be able to find a hammer in the Gaza Strip right now, but you can't find nails? Did you know that? It's very difficult to get anything there. They're almost into the Stone Age. But, we're not talking about people that have resources. And now they're calling for the complete evacuation, which isn't going to happen because they intend to completely turn it into a tent city. But I want people to think about these facts, okay? 30% of those people over there are Christians. How does that make you feel? And they're living in peace with their neighbors. Don't believe me. Look it up yourself. I've spent 8 months in Muslim countries. I've seen Christian churches. I've talked to Christian people. They're all living in peace together. What you hear from the mainstream media is about as good as what you're going to hear from. Most of it's complete lies. So don't form an opinion on what you hear in the media, because if you do, you're putting your trust in the arm of the flesh, and we all know what the scriptures say about that. Don't do it. Do your own research. Prepare yourself for what's to come, and do it with all seriousness and respect, because, folks, I think we're here.
And stay out of. Stay out of the fray.
Yeah, yeah. I listened to an interview of somebody in the Gaza Strip this morning. They don't even know what's happening, except that buildings are blowing up around them. They haven't a clue. Wow, does this sound like what we've been informed to believe? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Anyway, your thoughts, Vincent?
Well, my thoughts are stay out of the way. Just like the people who went to absolutely adamant about going to the Capitol on January 6th, I received some calls and some letters saying, hey, y'all going, right? No, I'm not going. And why would I go? To me, it was insanity going to the Capitol and expressing an opinion. And those who did, they've been hauled in to court. Some of them are going to prison for a very, very long time. One of my very dear friends, John Stettmiller, I heard him on the air. We were at a distance at that point. He'd stopped speaking to me, and I heard him on the air. I just tuned in one day, and he said he went there. He went to the Capitol, and he didn't know why. He just, something told him to go. So he went there, and he was surprised. His cell phone didn't work. And I thought if he was going to go, knowing Stettmiller, he would be reporting what he saw. You know, he'd call into his network, Republic Broadcasting Network, call in. This is just my opinion of what I thought he would do. I didn't think he would go, but he did go. And he said that his cell phone didn't work. He said this on the air. I'm not betraying any confidence, as he said this publicly. I couldn't believe he went. I mean, what good would that do? And now he's dead. So, and how'd that happen? I've got my suspicions, but do I know for sure? No. He said on the air that he was looking at his skin on his arm, and it looked like melted Swiss cheese under his skin. And then within several days later, he died. Well, my feeling is I'm not going. I'm not going to say either way what my thoughts are. I think both sides have blood on their hands. And I think that, and just ask yourself this, class. What could have happened that would cause individuals to take these actions? What? What is it? What is it about? And ask yourself that question and then do the research and then find out the answer for yourself. And you're going to find all kinds of, as Greg said, you're going to find conflicting reports. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. And both sides can be adamant about it. And it's really hard to figure it out. It really is. There's so many lies in the media. And then we have AI. Aiding and abetting. The lying. All I know is that none of it has to happen. None of it. Absolutely none of this has to happen. There does not need to be bloodshed. And the universities are lining up. And they're taking positions. And people are being quoted as if they're experts. I don't know if they're experts. I don't know. But what I do know is people are dying. And it's not necessary. Just like in World War I. Just like in World War II. Just like in the first American Civil War. So ask yourself this, maybe tonight at dinner time with your family. Turn the TV off. Turn the cell phones off. Don't be distracted. And ask yourself, are you prepared? Are you prepared to live without electricity for a while? Are you? How about gasoline? Do you have a generator?
If you do, are you prepared to leave in a moment's notice, too? Or is what you have worth your life?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if there's violence coming your way, and you don't have enough people to take care of that, and or the proper tools to do so, then your choice is to flee. And if you're going to flee, did you hide? Did you bury some things so that you can come back later? Do you have a second spot that you can flee to? There's just no scenario. You've got to think about all scenarios, But to realize this: use your gut instinct. Don't go against your gut instincts. Yeah, go ahead.
There are people all over the country now who are meeting, and I don't know these people, but I know that, maybe I should say it this way, I feel that they are meeting with neighbors, family, close friends, discussing what are we going to do if, because now they're really worried, because they have seen the images on the television, they have seen the fighting and the sounds of gunfire. They've seen it, they've heard it, and we don't have much of that here as compared to what's happened in Europe in World War I and World War II. We don't have that here. We don't have tanks rolling down the streets, discharging shells at buildings and blowing up buildings. We don't have that yet. But
we're not ground zero yet, but we could become a ground zero in a heartbeat.
Very, very quickly. Very quickly. And what would happen? I was talking with a gal about water and municipal water. If the grid goes down, the pump that pumps the water out of the aquifer and pumps it up to the water tank for the municipal water system, if the electricity goes down, they might have a generator that would hold them up for a little while, but that needs diesel fuel. And if the grid goes down, there's going to be no delivery of diesel fuel. The refineries don't have nuclear reactors. Refineries are dependent on the grid. So if the grid goes down, the refineries go down, then there's no diesel, there's no gasoline, there's no plastic, there's no road tar. I'm talking about fractional distillation, all stops. And the generators will stop. They'll run out of fuel. And there'll be no water pumped up to the water towers for the cities if the grid goes down. When that happens, people are going to be dead within 3 days. Or they're going to drink surface water and poison themselves with biologicals. Right? Isn't that how that works, Greg?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was just driving along and all of a sudden I'm in fog and I can't see more than about 30 or 40 feet. This is life right now. What a perfect scenario. You don't expect it, and all of a sudden it's there. Are you prepared?
I was in Florida on the interstate back in the 90s. And there was, I was actually going to Disney. But not as you might think. Our children were competing in the National Karate Championship. And there were fires on the along the side of the roads. And everything was fine. And people are doing 65, 70 miles an hour on the interstate. And all of a sudden, zero visibility. You go from no fires along both sides of the road to zero visibility. And you would think that people would stop. But if you did, you would be smashed into by all the cars behind you. Because nobody's bright enough to stop. Nobody. And so what you're talking about is it can all change in an instant. And it was absolutely terrifying not being able to see where we were going and knowing that that jerk behind us was going to kill us with his truck or his car or his van.
Yeah, we've all seen pictures of those and video of those multiple car pileups. If they would have been prepared for the weather that they were going into, they wouldn't have gone into that weather with, at those speeds. You just never know. This is a life scenario that we are in right now, and it's things are all lining up, okay, that soon Russia and China will be in the United States, and they won't be here to help us get along. They'll be here to clean us out. I mean, if they're trying to fill prophecy, they're doing it step by step.
So, this all goes back to the same thing. Get what you need to survive right now. If you don't have it, meet with your family tonight, Friday night, and sit down. No television, no cell phones. Turn them all off. Get the cell phones in another room, powered off, and write down everything that you see.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the word preparedness is not new. It's over 100 years old, at least. And it was a term used during World War I, 1914 to 1918. And people were getting prepared for the unknown, the events that could unfold, the outages. It wasn't really called the supply chain back then, but that's what it was. It was a supply chain. And they were concerned about it, so they were prepared. So our message to you today is don't pick a side publicly. Don't express your views publicly, because if you're wearing a hat that says you're with one team, the other team may see you and club you with a baseball bat from behind. Or if you're with the other team, you may be clubbed from behind just for wearing a hat that says what team you're on. So at this point, the only safe thing to do for you individually is stay out of the way and don't pick a side. And I think you should be careful with whom you discuss things, because there are people who want to know what side you're on.
Oh, I've got an update, Vincent.
Okay. Well, one last thing. So if you register as Republican, people know what side you're on. If you register as Democrat, people know what side you're on. I'm just saying there are a lot of ways that people can tell what side you're on, whether you have a red tie or a blue tie. Or whether you have a bumper sticker that says Biden, or a bumper sticker that says Trump, or a bumper sticker that says Green Party, or Constitution Party, or Independent. They know what side you're on, because you've told them. Back to you, Greg.
Yeah, you're totally correct. Or there might be a point where they're saying, you know, if you're not on either side, then you're against us. So that's when you would have, of course, have to flee. But I would like to, I do have an update on my technology. Everybody's seen this little blow-up cone-shaped distiller that sells for $300. It's endorsed by the UN and the World Health Organization. $300 for it's about the size of a blow up toy, so it's probably cost them about $3 or $4 or less to put together. I've decided to go ahead, and we're going to start manufacturing a distiller that maybe the small one might be the size of a tin shed. And no, we're not going to charge an outrageous fee for it, but we're in the process of that. But the beauty of it is it can be inflated and used anywhere. You can take it with you. It can be put on a boat. There's just a lot of things you can do. You can take it anywhere and set up, and all you have to do is put the water in it and get the distilled water out. It can even float on the water. Anyway, that's to be coming. So, you know, just keep monitoring the website. We're just in the beginning stages of talking to somebody about putting this together. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
So your website is realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com.
Yes.
Greg, I've gotten some emails asking about your book. Would you let us know what is the status? Is it on hold? What is the status?
Yeah, I put it on hold right now. If people weren't prepared and got the thing, that, you know, when they had the chance, I'm sorry right now. They can get a hold of me through UtahStormChaser@gmail.com, UtahStormChaser@gmail.com, or Greg@RealWaterIndependence.com, and let me know their situation, and maybe we can work something out to get them the information, you know, maybe sign a non-disclosure or something, and we can give them an instruction on how to create the distiller that they're looking for. So I'm still willing to do that.
Okay. That's Greg@RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg@RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, you know the name Deborah Tavares? Does that ring a bell?
She's a
prepares instructor.
Yeah.
You know of Deborah Tavares? StopTheCrime.net. Well, yeah, she called me yesterday. And she's going to be on USA Prepares, and she's got information that y'all are going to need to hear. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I would love to tell you exactly when she's going to be on, but she will be on for 2 hours.
Excellent.
And if I tell you, I'll be telling the other team. And I just have this feeling that I'll have a lot of difficulty broadcasting. And I have a feeling it might be disrupted. So I don't want to do that. So I can't tell you. Well, I could, but I'd rather not disclose to the other team when they're going to learn a lot of information that they need to learn. And then they won't be on the other team. But they'll have to stay tuned. So figure within a couple weeks, you'll get a chance to hear Deborah Tavares here at USA Prepares. And it'll be riveting. That's guaranteed. It will be an eye-opener. And it will be terrifying. But it will be true. Greg, thank you so much for being with us today. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.